Kyle Cassell, state rep, joins us this morning. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. We're doing as good as can be expected.
Okay, you're headed back up to West this morning. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was able to sneak home last night and get a hug from my wife and two kids and put everything in perspective, and we're headed back to a few press conferences, and hopefully we can get some updated information and get that out to everybody in the district.
Should be a lot of elected officials there today, huh?
Today, it's going to be a little crazy today. I think we will have Senator Cornyn and Senator Cruz are in town, and the governor will be, we will have a press conference around 3:30, 4-ish with the governor. Bless him and his family. His father-in-law passed away this week, so they're at their funeral this morning. So prayers with them as well as all the people in West.
You know, and certainly the outreach from Bryan College Station has been wonderful in surrounding areas, but I know that, you know, it's a certain amount of civic pride for a small town like West that they really want to take care of their own first.
I concur, and with that, you give me a great opportunity. When I arrived on scene at 11:30 or so on Wednesday night, the local responders, the mayor, the county judge, and the commissioners, and all the surrounding small towns, EMS and fire units, they had already had everybody that was injured and still with us moved to hospitals or a triage center. I mean, they went into turbo mode, and the job they did was phenomenal. And then once the state resources started arriving, they were able to make everybody comfortable. And then, of course, you know, we had to deal with the toxic side of the chemical spill and hazmat and just gingerly walk through there. I mean, still parts of the fertilizer plant aren't safe for first responders or the even Texas Task Force 1 to get in there and find out the whole story. So hopefully we'll have that sometime this afternoon. And I appreciate everybody's prayers and their patience. And like I said, the mayor and his team have done a phenomenal job in West.
State Representative Kyle Cassell is joining us this morning as he's headed up to West. You know, I hate to bring this up, but I have to, because there are going to be people who don't understand the agricultural community, don't understand small towns in Texas and small towns every place, where there might be a facility such as this that under normal conditions would be just fine. But when something like this happens, the knee-jerk reaction, and again, always talk about the number of people who are moving to Texas every day. Is this going to end up being something that's going to be contentious for some people that there would be a facility like this close to any kind of center of population?
You know, it's become part of the news, and I hope we can educate everybody. But these fertilizer plants are very safe, and they have met all the regulations of TCEQ and the EPA. You also got to understand, in a small town, and this time of year, where, you know, we are in a drought, but we have been blessed with a little bit of rain. So this plant was at full capacity. It, you know, from an agriculture perspective, if you're looking at the GPS or the Google Maps of before the scene, you can look at the number of buggies and different fertilizer application instruments in the field. I mean, this is a big farming community, and it's time to put fertilizer down to grow the crops that help feed this country and this state. So, you know, it was just, they had a large number of rail cars in, probably. I mean, there's still a lot to learn about where we were in this process, but they do everything at an incredible level. The technology we have in agriculture today is second to none with our water use and our fertilizer use. And so, this was a freak accident. There was a fire. When we find out how that fire developed, we'll understand it. But it was not, there's no danger near the fertilizer plant. It was just a freak accident. But trust me, that group up there does a fine job. I know the gentleman that runs it, and he is truly a friend, and I'm glad to say I'll get to visit with him today at some point.
It's been an atypical week for you, but is there anything that legislatively happened earlier in the week that that touched you, or some things that you'd like to comment on?
Well, I can't even remember what day it is, to be honest, yeah. But I can tell you that I was able to get a very important bill for agriculture out of committee and Ag Committee this week on beef ID and traceability, going back to, you know, I always want to tie that to our Level 3 BSO lab at Texas A&M we're working hard to get for the university and the state and the country and food safety. And so I had a good week until I uprooted Wednesday afternoon and headed to West.
Certainly. Okay, well, safe travels to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Scott. Thank you. God
bless.
All right,
thanks. That's Kyle Cassell, state rep.